Yo, I encountered you in the wild. That pumped me up this morning.
Yeah, it made me happy too.
It's the best.
Yeah, when you see your bros walking.
Encountering your bros in the wild or your bros in the car. Like if they're in their car and you're in their car, you get to pull up. It's like few things are better. Like, oh, holy fuck.
There's my friend.
There's that guy. There's a dude I was about to see in 10 seconds. I was about to go into his house, but he's right there. Yeah. I was genuinely that excited. I was like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Give me with the gump wave.
Yeah.
Dude. It was nice.
What's up, dude?
I gotta say, Matt.
What's up?
It's your big dad, dude. Congratulations.
Why is it my big dad?
I mean, it's St. Matthew's feast day, dude.
True. Very true.
It's the feast day.
Very true.
You know what he's the patron saint of?
No.
Like fucking accountants.
Is he really?
Yeah, that shit sucks.
I could see that. I feel like
I mean, I'm sure he's got more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how all the saints have a lot.
St. Matthew.
Patron saint of accounting.
I'm pretty tied to a lot of accountants, so I could see myself being their patron in some way.
It is your feast day.
Dude, I'm definitely going to feast. I had a big...
I honored you with Cinnabons this morning.
Did you feast into my honor?
Yeah, I had two Cinnabons.
I had a bit of a scarce breakfast, but I think I'm going to make up for it. Yeah. I feasted on stimulants this morning. Fucking pounded a... I'm on my basic bitch shit, dude. What'd you lunch? On a coconut milk latte. And I took my fucking supplements. That reminds me, I need to take...
God dog, would you do me a kindness? And in my bed chamber, next to the window, there's these three little. You'll see them. Please grab them.
You want your yellow tin?
I need to take my yellow tin,
dude. I'm telling you, I need those things to wake up. I take those things and pound a latte, and I was like, I had to like calm myself down this morning. I was laughing so hard that I don't even remember what was going on,
dude.
I was totally stemmed.
I took some marijuana this week.
Did you really? When?
Two nights ago, Sunday night.
What was the circumstance? What was set and setting?
I got done watching football. I went to the afternoon games at the local bar. Had a couple brewskis. Yes, that's the one, Sean.
Wait, you took marijuana in Monday Night Football?
No, not Monday Night Football. It was Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, I was down at the local bar having a couple light beers, watching football, eating chicken wings. And then I got home and I was like, I want the party to continue, but I don't want to continue to drink alcohol.
Good move.
So I ate a weed cookie.
That's my playbook.
The party sucked. Dude.
What happened?
I hate weed.
Hold on. Even when you're drunk?
I hate weed. No, it actually was pretty funny. I just couldn't sleep because I was laughing. And
that sucks, yeah.
Yeah, I was just dying. I put on my fucking book about pirates and I was trying to sleep. I was laying there. And just out of nowhere, I was just like, pirates are so fucking gay. And I was just dying laughing, dude. I was dying thinking about how fucking lame pirates are, dude. The fucking shittiest dudes of all time. Why? The fact that they're romanticized at all sucks. They're literally a boat of rapists. They're a boat of fucking rapists that would just sail around, find another boat and catch it, torture and rape everyone, and be like, hardy har, we got another one. Hey.
Pedophile rapist murderers.
Yeah, they suck.
Pretty brutal.
They suck so bad that the King of England had to be like, I decree we need to blow these fucking guys up.
Just find them and blow them out of the water.
Find them and blow them the fuck up, dude. There's a boat of fucking retarded guys raping everyone.
Yeah, when you put it like that, the King of England starts to sound pretty sick.
He was pretty sick.
Like, dude, we're trying to conduct trade so people can like have livelihoods. Yeah. There's these rapists,
we're trying
pedophiles.
To get the coffee and spices out from the slaves we have. These rapists are ruining it.
And they were working on that, too.
Yeah, they did get
to
that.
We're working on eventually abolishing slavery.
Yeah, but right now we need sugar.
Yeah, that's
sugar's so good, dude.
Yeah, that's.
Would you trade millions of lives for sugar?
I'm against sugar. I have a personal fatwa on sugar right now. I think it's one of the most sinister fucking compounds out right now.
Yeah,
it's completely.
Well, I did just have a Cinnabon.
Dude, try to not eat like sugar, refined sugar. It's almost impossible to not encounter it or have it like forced upon you, to the point where you almost start to become like ostracized from your settings. I tried not eating it. Like, dude, like your mom gets sad. She's like, oh, well, I made this for you. And you're like, fuck, I'll eat it. I'll fucking eat it, mom. I'm trying to avoid refined sugars. But yes. I'll eat it because I don't want you to be sad.
Yeah. Moms love giving sugar.
You have to let them, bro. It's like, I try to do it. And it's like, oh, I made you these cinnamon things. And I'm just like, I'm not going to.
That's what happened this morning. My girlfriend made, she was fixing up breakfast.
Yeah. It's
figured I was getting eggs.
You got a little cinnamon bun.
She said I made cinnamon buns. I was like, Jesus Christ. The last thing I need is cake in the morning.
You know what's funny? I actually schemed on making cinnamon buns for the squad today. And I looked up like the fact that I have roll out dough, and I literally closed my phone in disgust. I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Fuck
the I mean, that's a nice thought. That would have been nice for your feast day to bring Cinnabons.
I almost did it, but I saw, and it's a step of self-knowledge, because before I would have bought all this
They're
shit.
They're not called Cinnabons, are they?
Cinnabons, I think, are the things.
Or is the
cinnamon fast buns. Food.
Cinnamon buns.
Cinnabons are the fast food. Yeah. But I think you can do it.
People understand that I'm eating what I'm eating in the
Cinnabon.
Morning.
Cinnabon, yeah.
Setting the tone for a long day.
I think Cinnabons are like the fentanyl version of cinnamon buns.
I don't think I've ever...
You never partaken in a Cinnabon?
I'm not sure that I have.
Dude, they're pretty fucking... You think they're nasty? They're pretty decadent.
I'm sure they're as good as it gets.
They're pretty delicious. It's Auntie Anne's, but for cinnamon buns. Auntie Anne's is a fucking unsung
Auntie
hero
Anne's
as well.
So good, dude.
Fucking Christ. The cinnamon sugar pretzel.
When I was
Auntie
a kid,
Anne's?
That was the only thing that could get me through a mall trip with my fucking gay ass sisters and mom.
Yeah, the soul crushing news that all the cinnamon sugars are out. Only a glaze and raisin remains.
Glaze and raisin is pretty good, dude.
True, but in my head back then, I was such a picky eater. Anything like that, like a raisin to me,
you got
was
a
like
hearty raisin in there though. Those are fucking big ass raisins.
Raisins to me, I put when I was a kid, raisins were on par with like broccoli. I was like, fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that. That's a vegetable. What the fuck even is? I didn't even know they were like dehydrated grapes. I'm like, fuck those things.
Yeah, I forgot they were until you just said it.
Yeah, I would see them and be like, fuck those things. I'll just dip a plain pretzel in cheese. Thank you very much. Mom, can you please
this purchase? That's fucking good.
We got to go to the same thing. Like, we got to go to Boscov's. Yeah. I need to dip one of these things.
If I'm going to Boscov's, I'm getting Cinnies. I'm getting pretzel sticks.
We're getting school clothes. Dude, you had no say in the matter.
That shit
You'd be
sucked.
Chilling. Your mom would be like, come on. You'd be like, what's up?
Get
like,
up. We're going
get
to
in
the mall.
Fucking car. And you're like, wait, what? Call mom. Come on. I'm old enough to stay home by myself. She's like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
In the car. We're buying you the gayest pants you can possibly imagine. You're like, fuck. Shit. And your mom would just be like, that's what you're wearing. You'd be like, fuck, mom.
Yeah.
The only solace was like, can I please dip a pretzel in something? She's like, yeah, fine.
Yes, you can get pretzels.
Imagine, that's such a nice thing to shut your fat son up.
Fucking, give him a pretzel.
Here's $1.89.
I can buy you some Flynn O'Hara's, you fat idiot.
I can completely get this guy into submission.
Some khakis.
That's the most embarrassing thing about having kids. They'll be full scale, like, I don't want to do that. And you put on one show and they're like, and you're like, all right, shut the fuck up for half an hour. It's pretty embarrassing how quickly you can completely thwart their independence. Just one episode. They're like, I don't want to. You're like, boom. They just go, oh. You're like, this is fucked up. I shouldn't do this. Be like, I need this half an hour. Zombie, go.
Yes.
The iPad. We haven't done the iPads, but I understand the fucking draw.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like
you shut them down.
You completely power them down.
You could chill them for 24 hours. They would be locked in.
It's addictive, though. You can start to stretch. It's literally the click remote. You can gain your freedom back by just putting them into like a Christopher Reeves state for like 3 hours. They're just fully like, yeah, the universe.
Christopher Reeves, the universe.
Wait, Stephen Hawking. I was saying this, I'm like, you're fucking this up. Christopher,
no, it was good.
Christopher, I've done that before.
Matt,
Stephen
it's your fucking feast day. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, Christopher Reeves also was pretty jacked up.
He was jacked up. I think he fell off a horse.
Yeah, he didn't know about the universe, though.
That's such a bullshit way to get paralyzed.
Falling off a horse?
Just falling off a fucking horse.
Pretty unheroic.
Now you're stuck forever. You're stuck porn the rest of your life.
And you were Superman.
And you were Superman. You fell off a fucking horse.
So he fell off
the
horse.
Eminem was talking shit on him nonstop.
Yeah.
Eminem went at Christopher Reeves in like 30 songs. People were like, dude, stop. He was like, I do whatever I want. I'm crazy.
Yeah, but he was like the tail end of the comet that was like, you can fully make fun of paraplegics.
Yeah.
Fully flame gay dudes. He was like the tail end of that and caught most of the heat by being he blew up the most at the very end of that and was like, wait, hold on, what? And they're like, yeah, you can't fucking make fun of paraplegics and gay guys. And he's like,
gay guys, you should be allowed.
He was in like Oak Table boardrooms and be like, Eminem, this is great. Keep
Eminem,
it going.
We love the album. Could you please get rid of the making fun of Christopher Reeves skit in the middle of the album for no reason? And the gay guy that you keep doing. Remember that? What was his name? Ken Kenneth.
It was him
he's
sucking.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sucking
I want to suck your dick. Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking Insane Clown Posse's dick, dude. Fuck, that's so good.
I can't get over that. Of just the, like, when you chronicle popular entertainment through our upbringing, it was like young, almost like pedophile level slut worship.
Yeah.
Then it was Eminem aggressively being like, hey, guy. In the meantime, black dudes are being pretty cool, doing really cool stuff at like a level they'd be like, oh, cool.
What do
like
you mean?
Casey and JoJo were just releasing like crazy black power ballads, and everyone was just like, yeah, that kind of rules, but what's up with Eminem? Talking about gay guys sucking each other's birds. Because that was, dude, there were some crazy, like Casey and JoJo, Cisco. It was pretty serious acclaim, but in my opinion, it was none of the, you know, worldwide fervor that Eminem sparked by being like, check this out.
Yeah.
He Elvis pretty hard. I mean, he was winning all those competitions.
Yeah, but it's not like Elvis was literally ripping off songs. Yeah, not true. One black dude was like, I'm going to suck your dick.
No one was doing that. Yeah, I'm not trying to smite him, but that was his big.
Lil Nas X stole from Eminem.
Yeah.
Going around being gay.
Yeah, I mean.
It's Eminem's final form is to actually be a gay guy.
Yeah, I've always taken that approach to what people call appropriation, that it's just like a passing back and forth and a mutual refinement. Yeah,
of course.
Like, that, you know, there was the blues dudes, and then all of a sudden there's Sgt. Pepper's, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That wasn't born on the Mississippi Delta.
No.
That's cool. That was taken to the next level. And then it's like all of a sudden you get like, I think, when was funk? When was like Parliament Funkadelic out? So I think the black dude saw the Beatles and like, oh, let's get weird as fuck too.
Yeah.
Funk was maybe one of the sickest eras.
Funk's
when black
nice.
Dudes got into fucking spaceships and were just like, bow, 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 bow.
That shit is nice.
That shit fucking ruled. I like watched a video of that the other day. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I'm pumped that black dudes are experimenting in psychedelia.
Oh, that was, it's fantastic. Meek Mill came out with a sick thing, dude.
What'd he do?
He took mushrooms and tweeted about it. He's like, yo, these things are the shit for my mind, body, and heart. Yeah, Meek Mill came out big, and then I think like 2 weeks later
it's
was
funny.
Like,
I was about to criticize that, but I did just take a fucking my dosage,
nootropics,
my daily dosage.
I was so again. I saw the packaging. I hate extreme packaging.
I was disappointed.
Saw the packaging. I was like, I was also being a grump that morning. I was like, fuck that. Started taking them. I'm like, not bad.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Not bad.
I enjoy them.
I actually noticed them by themselves. For me. Didn't work when I combined them with the microdose and all that stuff just because I'd kind of pigged on weed, not an attack on the product. I just pushed my limits, and I knew damn well I shouldn't be pushing my limits. What else is there left to do, though, when
push
you enter
limits?
Your 30s and start staring down your 40s, but push your fucking limits?
Couldn't agree more. I hit the wall at the Birds game. I hit the wall. I smashed into the wall, dude.
Oh, no, yeah.
I hit the wall at Xfinity Live.
You're in a fucking labyrinth thing. Yeah, you're in an absolute labyrinth the way you're smashing the walls.
It's the same thing that happened at Ohio State. My legs gave out, dude.
No.
I'm perfectly fine.
You got a higher like charioteers.
I'm cognizant, and my body gives out.
No.
I like when me and Billy went to leave Xfinity Live, I couldn't walk. I was like, dude, I'm fine. This is crazy.
No.
Yeah. I got him back. The legs got under me. I get wobbled, dude. I get clipped.
That's what you get for talking shit on pirates. You got pirate legs.
I did get sea legs.
You got sea legs, dude.
For real, it's like I'm on a boat because I'm sober, but I'm like.
Really?
I mean, I'm not sober. I'm shit faced.
But your body's. You know
mentally,
who's like
I'm
that?
Like,
Brittany's like that.
Really?
Brittany, when we first started dating, her fucking. She looks at you so dead-eyed and like, no, seriously, I'm fine. But she'll start walking and she gets so
motor
wobbled.
Functions are gone.
It's her motor functions. My brain goes first, I think. My brain and my face are the first. I'm like, I get shitty face but I can walk and kind of like.
The face sucks when you show up somewhere and people are like, yo.
Yeah. I get,
when you walk into a room. Like
my whole family suffers from shitty face drinking. Nice. Yeah. My brother Tom, T-Rex arms. My brother Tom gets drunk and his arms rise up and he eventually goes like this. And you're like, damn, dude, what the fuck?
Tommy Pope's here crapping.
Nice.
Tommy Pope's got to come up here and take a shit.
I thought your house is like a rest stop.
Dude's just coming.
Wearing flip flops to take a shit is kind of nice.
That
might be a kink.
That.
I'm not saying that's your kink, but like to have your apartment open for just random dudes to
random
come
dudes
smash
shit.
Your bathroom. And you go in one after one and go.
I go in there
and just fap in the shower.
Yeah, I sniff the seats. Yes, him and Chris have been crapping, dude.
What the fuck's what? What's up with the bathroom?
Did you hear that? There's a loud slap to start the shit.
A loud burst?
There's an extremely loud burst.
Can you mic his dump?
No, he'll be so upset. Tommy shit. He shits like a man, dude.
Does he really?
He reminds me of Phil. Like loud. Like as soon as he sits down, it's like
a loud, boisterous, uncanny dump. Yeah, I have like a respect for dudes that just completely throw their digestive fate into the wind of just like, yeah, man. Just like, that's what it is. My ass is complete chaos.
My ass is a mess.
There's no helping it.
24/7.
There's no helping
There's nothing I can do to change this.
I'm chasing solid log status. I'm constantly calibrating for solid log.
I don't, obviously, I'm one of those dudes that has thrown it to the wind. I don't take into account what I'm eating and what results in massive shits. But when I just get surprise logs, dude, I'm like, oh, nice. I did it.
That's kind of nice.
Surprise logs. Or who knows? It could be vicious diarrhea.
What's the ratio of log to die?
I honestly think log to die ratio is 1-to-1. I think it's every other. I think it's every other with no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason. That's kind of disturbing, dude. It's too. Chaos. That's kind of disturbing. I've noticed that too. If I'm doing all the right things and I rip diarrhea. Actually, that's rarely the case though. Or if I get, I'll get fucking.
But you eat like, you eat good yeah, shit yeah. food.
I'm almost on just meat and veggies for the most part. It's, again, I'm not that's all quality the way there. Shits. It's the best. It's I'm coming out. I'm literally releasing them going, fuck
dude, me, Chris, and Tommy had Popeyes yesterday. Yeah. At a rest stop. All three of us got hit with three immediately. As soon as we got in the car, it was like, holy shit.
Did you
shit.
Run back into the rest stop?
No, I took the dump all the way back to New York. All three of us. We drove to New York with diarrhea. Three dudes with diarrhea. And then all
that's
three.
That's a pirate ship, by the way.
That was a pirate ship. True, that is an absolute pirate ship.
And there's only one bathroom.
And then, yeah. Those boys hit the slide. They slop tried. They slopped it up, and then I got in there. I parked the car and rushed back.
You deployed the boys, and then
I deployed them. They slopped in my house. Then I parked and I slopped.
Honorable as hell, by the way.
I had to. I had to let them go. I knew what they were going through. We all had Popeye's chicken fingers.
Damn.
It's crazy that as soon as you eat that stuff.
Oh yeah.
As soon as you eat it, it's diarrhea.
I think a lot of that is
that's pretty intense.
Well, dude, it's the fried food fucks me up. If you ever worked a fryer, it's very easy to be like, no way. It's because like you're supposed, it's on the honor of a fryer rests upon usually like a 17-year-old or like 22-year-old dude who's like so unpumped about being there and so unwilling of doing their duties. We're like, you're supposed to change fryer oil like every 12 hours.
And that's just disgusting. Yeah.
Dude, it's so gross.
And the vents, everything around it is just caked in shit.
It literally, you're like, it's supposed, it's like a violent chemical reaction of fried food. And it's also, it's like, you're supposed to like continuously change that, but it turns into like a dark brown, murky thing.
Yeah.
With just stuff that's been like fried into oblivion, just floating at the top. It's so disgusting. You get nauseous standing over from the fumes after a while.
Yeah.
I worked a fryer for a little bit and I was like, never again, dude. It's like car exhaust in your face. It fucking sucks. I might be being a gigantic pussy about this.
No. We were laughing at, there was another loud rumble from the laboratory.
How the fuck am I not hearing this?
I'm not sure.
I need to shut up and listen for once.
Yeah.
I need to shut up and
White people.
Shut up and listen.
Shut up and listen for once.
Dude, we could do a powerful podcast where we both sat silently and just waited for like people
Holy
to talk.
Holy shit.
We're shutting up and listening for like
two
hours.
It's time for us to shut up and listen. Women, go ahead. Let them yap.
And then sat there and let a woman talk and been like the whole time. I'm getting decent at that in my relationship of like, not I never realized like I didn't have the right to be like, and when she talks to go like I'll hit her with full like she's like, you gotta let me talk. I'm like, I'm just having my own private reaction. She's like, you can't do that. And I'm like,
well, I can't help it. I hate you. anytime you're talking to me, I'm going in my head, I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. Please end this.
We were driving. I genuinely don't remember anything we fight over, but I was in my car. And she was like, well, we're like rehashing what we were arguing about.
Yeah.
And she like rehashes this thing. In my head, I might as well be tied to a thing and he's shot by like 50 Spaniards. I'm just, you can tell me why I was wrong. And I'm like, dude, I'm so not wrong.
You're Saint Sebastian.
I'm Saint Sebastian, dude. And then finally, so I'm just like taking it. And she's like, and that's why you need to apologize right now, dude. I just went, I wasn't fucking around. I was like, I'm sorry. It was so funny. Of like, fine, I'm sorry.
I'm not kidding whatsoever.
I was laughing so hard about
God
that.
God damn, dude.
Fine, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't. It happened. She took
it was like the worst apology. I was like, fine, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess I'm sorry about it.
She was like, very well. I was like,
oh man, I'm hitting the fridge.
Dumped in fridge.
Tom, you had a good night? That was a fun night. That was a fun night, dude. Remember when the Ocon man got in the back seat in the Uber?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he couldn't. When he,
you're good.
he going to bed, he couldn't like couldn't move his neck.
Jesus Christ.
How'd he hurt his neck?
We got an Uber and it was a XL and we were like, somebody's gotta get in the back. And Chris was sitting in the middle between me and Tommy. And instead of us getting out and folding a seat down, Chris
it was a nice car.
Jumped into the back seat.
The guy was like, you know, probably upset.
Yeah.
Not happy that he's, you know.
Yeah, it was a fucking Mercedes.
His dog shit sneakers all over his fucking seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he hurt his neck in the back seat, which is pretty fun. Oh. All right.
That must have been pretty satisfying for that guy to see. The dude hurt his neck. Yeah. Or O'Connor hurt his neck.
O'Connor hurt his neck in the back. Dr. Adolf Sponge.
Ah, he's down on the injury.
Dr. Adolf Sponge.
Doctor's injured right now.
Doctor's on the mend.
Shit. Dude, O'Connor should go to medical school and become a doctor. That'd be sick.
He can't.
Go to medical school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. That'd be pretty difficult.
Kiss can't. Not that I could.
No, I know. It's
Kiss could never.
Impossible.
Kiss and they'd say something. He'd go.
He'd be so good, though.
Kiss as a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. He puts that air off. He seems like he could be like.
Dude.
Intelligent.
I, for the longest time, was like medical school. Put him in a room with doctors. I'm like, yeah, I can't tell the difference between.
And he is smart. He'd be good at that. Yeah. But he is a cunt. So that would hold him back. Although our doctors cunts, I bet they are.
Yeah, pretty sure a lot are, I would say.
Yeah, so he might. Yeah, I take it back. The doctor, Dr. Adolf Sponge, could become an actual doctor.
Be sick.
He'd be a good lawyer.
Fantastic.
He'd lose every case and be like, no, I didn't.
God damn, he'd go down.
I never lost.
He'd go down swinging so fucking hard.
But yeah, women talking. It happened to me in my first. I never even believed it until I got into like my first long relationship where I was like, oh shit, when she talks, I'm. As soon as she started talking, just you just listen to a story that sucks so fucking bad, dude.
See, that I can handle. It's when it's like, when they're auditing me and they're like, here's my deal with you. And I'm going, in my head, I'm just going, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. You can't do.
Wrong.
But they're every now and again, they hit you with the worst of my most evilness is when they like hit me, or my most evil deeds, when they hit me with one of them, that's valid. But I go, instinctively, hold on a second. Yeah. You fucking, and then
you do that, bitch. Stop making Cinnabons. Maybe then I won't be overweight. You want to criticize my body and my physique?
But yeah, that was a.
Speaking of criticizing my body and my physique, dude, did you see the fucking New Yorker? The
illustration? They always do crazy illustrations.
They fucking humiliated me.
that's their thing. They do. That didn't even bear any likeness,
They
though.
Fucking humiliated me.
They gave you, what'd they give you? I saw the picture, but it was like, it was pretty nuts looking.
Know.
But that's their thing. They do that every single time.
Yeah. It was a good article. I was afraid that journo was going to throw me under the bus.
Bro,
dude. He sat where you're sitting. He was in this apartment.
He could have.
I was like, if this guy turns on me, I'm going to stab him.
Shut up, dude.
I would have stabbed him, dude. If I would have read that article, it would have just trashed me.
It was a good article.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I was like, there's no way this guy's not going to act. Because I've read the New Yorker and been like visibly pissed.
Yeah, of course.
What the fucking bullshit is this?
Of course.